We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the middle of the Amud. Bahad Etani Ha'ayma L'shlucha Yitzei Arigas HaNefesh. We learned a person told a shliach to kill someone. Hu chayiv. So the shliach is a reitzeich. The shliach is chayiv. V'sholchov pota. And this is a very poshet aloche, because we had mentioned before, ein shliach l'dvar averet. Shamay hazoki noimer, mishum chagai hanovi. Sholchov chayiv. Shamay hazoki said, that the Mishaleich is Chayiv. Shenemar Oisoi Horakto Becherev Bnei Amoin. There was a Tviya and David HaMelech for being Misaviv the Misa of Uriah Achiti by telling Yoav to put him up in the front, and then everyone went away and he was killed by the He was killed in the Muhammad. So the Navi told him, Oisei Horakto Becherev Ne'amin. That is what Nosan HaNavi told him. I saw Pshat is that the Emerson, it's brought down in Masechta Sanhedrin, if a person is Koife, someone Befnei Ari, and Ari eats him up, he's chayiv misa b'dinei shamayim. He's not a reitzeach, but al kaponim, that would he put him in such a matzev, so that's the einish, to be koife b'fnei Ari. So b'emesin, that is pshat in the pasuk over here. Oisei harakta b'chev nei adam, more than this was not done. That means he was just put up in the front, and then everyone disappeared, and he was killed by the Bnei Amoin. But David didn't do this either. David had told Yoav to do this. And if Nosan HaNavi told David, Oisoi Horakta Becher Bnei Amoin, this Misa of Uriah Achita was done through you, so we see that there's a din of Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avere. And therefore, Shammai Hazokin could say, Ha'oimer l'shluchoi tseva ha'roiges ha'nefesh, so then the shaleich will be chayiv. Because we see that the maise ha'shliach becomes nisyaches to the mishalach. By Uriah, the maise ha'shliach was a bechina of koivsei b'fnei ari. In the case of Shammai Hazokin, the maise ha'shliach is mamish to kill. And we see shluchoi shalodom k'maisei. So the Gemara says, my time at the Shammai Hazokin. Now, let's, before we go to the Rayis, but Shammai Hazokin said a halacha, that if a person makes a shliach on Ritziche, so the Mishaleich is chayiv. So what is the time of Shammai Hazokin? So the Gemara has three mahalchim. Mahalach number one is, Kasova shneksu maboim ke'echod melamdim. Bemison, we had heard there are really two psukim, the pasuk of Meile, the pasuk of Tvicha Mechire, that by these two cases we say Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera. And Shammai personally holds Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echod Melamdim. Number one. We had brought before a miyut by Shchutei Chutz, two miyutim by Shchutei Chutz. The miyut is, it says, Dam Yechoshev Lo'ish Ahu, Dam Shofach Ahu V'lo'ish Luchoi. And there were two droshes, one droshe from Hu, one from Hahu. One droshe comes to tell us that by Shutei Chutz, if Shnayim Shochtu, there's no Chiyev. And one droshe is coming to tell us that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avere. We have two times a hu to tell us b'chol ha'teira kula in shlich ha'dvar ha'veira. So Shammai holds v'hu ahu loy dorish, He doesn't have any drash by shchut echutz that is not in shlichus. The boy is aima. Now the Gemara says, I'll tell you another mahalach. This is the first mahalach. The first mahalach is, Shammai holds, b'chol ha-teire kulo yeshlich l'dvar ha-veire, you learn out from Yehila and Tviche, and there's no miut by shchut echutz. The boy is aima, lo'ilam dorish, he darshens hu ahu, and from hu ahu we learn that b'chol ha-teire kula ein shliach l'dvar ha-veire. Umay chayib. So if we hold ein shliach l'dvar ha-veire, sa'akat shamay azokein say sholchov chayib. Chayib b'dinei shamayim. B'dinei shamayim is chayib. Frek de gemore michlal. So if you're telling me that Shammai Azokin means not B'dinei Yodim, Ein Shlich Advar Avera, so he's not Chayv B'dinei Yodim. B'dinei Shemayim is Chayv. Mechlal de Tane Kamesova, Afilu B'dinei Shemayim, Nami Potter, is Potter B'dinei Shemayim. Please, in B'dinei Shemayim, you're going to tell me this person who Reuven told Shimon to kill Levi, and Shimon killed Levi, and Reuven comes up to him or will give him the Mizrach Vant, or say, well, B'dinei Shemayim, the Tanakama holds he's not Chayiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Tanakama also holds you Chayiv. Eladina Rabo, Vedina Zute Ika Binayu. The difference between the Tanakama and Shammai Azokin is, this din bidei shamayim, how chomor this din is. Now let us see Rashi, this is a moedika Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Zut Rashi, kosovo shnei ksub maboim ke'echod melamdim, v'yalev mimi'ilo tvichet yeshlichet var avere. Bahani ahu dorish lehu, chad lemutei shnaim oichzim, asakin v'chad lemutei onos, v'les lei droshe dehu, Hahu, could have said who and said Hahu. That was the first mahalach. The second mahalach is Chayiv is B'dinei Shemayim. Mechlal de Tanekame B'tmiye, the Tanekame holds that that there's no Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, Dina Rabba B'dinei Zutik B'nai. L'Shamay Mechayiv B'dinei Rabba, according to Shamay, he's chayiv b'din rabba ba'inish gadol. Ulatanekama loyma anish kulei hay kehoyreg atzmoi elo kegoyrim. Hey, so the Gemara is saying something very interesting. In dinei shamayim, do we say yeshliach l'dvar avere? In dinei shamayim we say this. In dinei adam we say ein shliach l'dvar avere. Hu ahu bez obor. In dinei shamayim we say yeshliach l'dvar avere according to shamayim. According to the Tanakhama, Dinei Shemayim, we don't say Yeshliach L'dvar Avera. So therefore, he's a Goyrim. He was misabiv that Levi should get killed. So there's an Einish of Goyrim. That's the Dinei Shemayim. That's considered Dinei Zute. The boy is Eime. Now we have a third Mahalach to explain Shammai Hazokin. Shani Hosom, the Goli Rachmona, here I have a Bechola Teire Kula, he holds Ainsliach Ledvar Avera. He darshens Hu Ahu, he holds Shnek Sumbom Kechadei Melamdim, no problem. He holds Ainsliach Ledvar Avera. No, by Ritzicha, I have a special posik. The Goli Rachmona Oisai Horakto Becherib Ne Amoin. Here it says, Claude the Navi told him that there's a tvi on him, Oisoy Harakta, that your achroi is considered you killed him. Becherah b'nei Amin is considered Maise David, so a special posik. The Davoini, I don't understand the Gemara. I mean, if Meika Hadin, Bechol Ateira Kula, in Shlich Ledvar Avere, how can we learn out from this posik? This is a posik in the Nevi'im. May Novi Rashay Lachadish Dova Meyata. May the third Loshen is saying that by Ritzicha, Shammai Zaka notes, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveir, he learns out from this pasuk. How can you learn out Midivrei Nevi'im Aloche that Shluchi Shalom K'moise Ben Ritziche? I don't know. Ba'al Koponim, that's the third Loshen. V'idoch, what does the Tanakama do with this pasuk? So, the Gemara answers, Harei Lecha K'cherev Bnei Ami. You know what the pasuk says? Oisei harakto, that maise that you are mesavim, is just like cherev bnei amin. Ma cherev bnei amin einat onena shalom, whatever bnei amin do, you're not achroi for their maisim. Afari yachiti yata nena shalom, you're not nena shmur achiti also. Mai taime, moirit bemalchus ave, because ari yachiti was a moirit bemalchus. Where was Uriah Achiti Amoirit Bemalchus? The Kamalei, because he told David, Vadoini Yoyo V'chol Avdei Adoini Apnei Hasod Echoinim. Now let us see Rashi. Vadoini Yoyo Zemeret Shekoroi Odoin Bifnei HaMelech. You're standing in front of the Melech and you say such a statement, Adoini Yoyov, so that's called Amoirit Bemalchus. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, Amoirit Bemalchus Abe, the Kamalei, Vadoini Yoyov. Perish per contrast. The Amoirit Hoy, Mahod, the Kamar, Adoini Yoyov, Bifnei Hamelech David, Veloi Nihire. Shrei Yoyav Loi Hoyav Moirid B'Malchus. The Lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. The Masha brings down from the Tosfos Yishonim a more clearer Lashon. The Lashon Tosfos Yishonim Yoysen Lechayim. Bizal Veinire. The Einzem Moirid the Loi Bo Laham Lichay Likhoysoy Melech. That means if there was a rebellion in Yoyev held that he's a melech, and David held that David's the melech, and Uriah says, Adoini Yoyev. No, so that's called Amaridin Malchus Beis David, because you're being mamlech on yourself, another melech. But since Yoyev Bechlal was not running for melech, so Memele, so that what he said, Adoini Yoyev, is in no way Amaridin Malchus Beis David. Sakichol Mamoirid Bemalchus. You know what the Meirid B'Malchus was? He told him something what to do. David told Uriah that he should go home. He didn't go home. He didn't enter his house. He told him, "Kalav de Adoni apnei asod echoinim, v'ani ova yel beisi lechel." I mean, how can I do such a thing? Everyone is on the front, and I should go home and come on like nothing's occurring. With me, v'loi hoya loy lisarev. If the melech tells you, you don't say svaralech. You listen to the melech. So ustaka meirid b'malchus. Because he did not listen to the tzivui of David HaMelech. V'yesh meforshim, namerat hoyo shehigdim loymar adoyne yoyev koydam HaMelech David. That is Amaride B'Malchus. That you're standing in front of the Melech and you're magdem adoyne yoyev. So that is, that's taking away from Kovid Malchus. That's why it's Amaride B'Malchus. That's why it's Chaya Misa. Amar Rove. Let the Gemara weiter. Amar Rove. So we have here three Mahalchim, what Shammai Hazokin holds. If Shammai Hazokin, the first Mahalch was, B'chol HaTorah Kuli holds Yeshliach L'Dvar Aveire, Yod Shneksum Aborim Kechod Melamdim. That was the first Mahalach. The second two Mahalachim were different Mahalachim, especially in the Ritzicha or in the Dinei Shamayim. Im Timtza Loimer Sover Shammai Shneksum Aboim Ke'echad Belamdim V'hu Ahu Loidorish. So, according to Beis Shammai, we have, in all cases of Dvar Aveira, we say, Yesh Liach of Dvar Aveira. Moide, Afal Pike, Beishame will be Moide, Ba'oimer Lishluchoi, say, Ba'oila Sa'elve. If I make a Shliach to be Ba'oila Nelve, Ve'achoila Sa'chelet, or I make a Shliach to eat Chelet, so, L'chayre, this is also a case of Yesh Liach Advar Avere. He's doing it Bishlichusi, just like according to Beis Shammai. I tell him, kill someone, so the Mishalach is Chayev, because it was done Bishlichusi, Yesh Liach Advar Avere. So if I told him, be boil an erve, I told him to eat chayl, when he ate it Bishlichusi. So one could think that, according to Shammai Hazokin, the Mishalach is also Chai. So Rav comes to tell us, no, here this is different, and here the Loch will be Shehu Chayiv, the Shlich is Chayiv, V'Sheil Chav Potter, and the Mishalach is Potter. Why? Sheloi Matzinu B'chol HaTayre Kulo Zenene V'Zem is Chayiv. There's no such concept that the Shliach should have Anoah and the Mishaleach should be Chayiv. Now, let us see Rashi. In Timtzo Loima, the Hay Chayiv the Koma Shamai B'dinei Odom Koma, V'yalef Mimile Utvicho Kasovash Neksum Aboim Ke'echod Melamdim, V'loch Ochi Moidu Ba'oimer, Hoyel Venene Shliach Ze. So we have to understand what this Hoyel Venene Shliach Ze, since the Shliach had Anoah. So we don't say Yeshliach Udvar Aveira. What is the since? So I saw in a Perish Shmuel, he brings down the Taisvis Harosh. It also says something which is not too clear. The Taisa Rosh says, Shaloi marbin and shlichis elo ka'ein trume. She'ein le teirem shum hano. The teirem doesn't have hano. So then it says in shlichis. Aval heiche dinena shlich, ki egavne loy nisra b'shlichis. And that's the head of Mashmois of Loshim Rashi also. Hoyl v'nena shlich then. So we have to understand, though, what does Rashi mean? What does the Taisus HaRosh mean? So it brings a very interesting Neid B'Yudah. The Neid B'Yudah says, the Kivin Duhu Nene, since the Shliach has Anor, Harei Lanos Atzmai Hu Oise V'Loi Choshev Shluchai. He says, the whole concept of Shliches is that I'm doing it for you. So by a pu'ule, there is such a concept. I'm doing it for you. And if you're doing it for him, you tell me to be mafresh truma. I'm mafresh truma for you. Tell me to kill Yenne. I'll kill Yenne for you. I'm doing it for you. And so the concept of doing for Yenne applies by a pu'ule, whatever the pu'ule might not be. But when he's having hano, so to say he's doing it for you, I'm having Hanoah for you. That means that sounds like a person has a gewaldike challenge in front of him, Lekovit Shabbos, Kodesh, and then he indulges. How much Kovit Shabbos there is over here, Vesachnit. I mean, there's such a concept, I say, if he's having Hanoah, the Hanoah I'm having for you, it seems Hanot, if he said Hanot, the Hunen Hareil Hanot Atzmai Hu Oise, he's doing it for himself. B'loi Choshev Shluchai. That's why brings the night to be used. Another mahalach to understand our Gemara from the Rabbah Berem B'Cheshmur. Bolber says that there are two types of Averis. Just like there are two types of mitzvahs, there are two types of Averis. the sum of Averis, that the Avera is that his goof is nene from the Achila Sisa, his goof is nene from the Bila Sisa. And if the Avera is the Hanoas Aguf, so this does not transfer Bishlichis. This does, there's no Bishlichis on the Hanoah. Just like we have the same concept by Achilas Matzah, I'll be eating Matzah for you. By Hanoas Aguf, if the Avera is the Hanoas Aguf, or the Mitzvah is the Hanoas Aguf, and that is not in Shlichus. All in Shlichus is only on Pu'ulis. Well, then, Nene, Vizem, Itzchayiv, Loyam, Rinon. God, Nater, Shmuel, he brings down for the Sameach, if that is the Lomdus in the Gemara, so why did Rav have to say, Hishtik Teire, according to Shammai Azok, and say by Mitzvahs, according to everyone. Even though by Mitzvahs is a Din Shlichus, I can make a Mitzvah of... Mitzvah v'achilas matzah, I can't make a shliach because there's a mitzvah shebegufoy. So there's no concept of zen nene v'zen mikayim. There's no parsha of shlichas over here. Let us see Taisvitz. Shaloi matzinu b'chol ha'teire kulo zen nene v'zen mischayim. Ve'im taima vo'ika mila. So Taisus says, and Taisus is really going on a Gemara that mentions such a case. By Mila, we have such a thing that Zenene b'zem is chayiv. Shim Omar ha-gizbol l'shliach echil kikil zeh shal hegdish. The gizbol told the shliach. Look how the gizbol was a shegig also. But yet we hear if the mishalach is amazed, it is not in Mila. Im Omar Gizbol Shlich Achil Kikil Zeh Shal Hegdish, Vashlich Le Yodah Shul Shal Hegdish, Tachayev HaMishalach, Vamai Zenene Vizem Mitzchayevu. And it seems this is a Gemara. So we see Zenene Vizem Mitzchayev. So Taisva says, Vi Yashloima, the Me'ile Loi Mitzchayev HaMishalayach Ayidei Hanoas HaShliach. He's not Mechuyev because of the Hano that the Shliach derived from the Kikar Shal Hegdish, Al Yedei Hagbor the Shliach. He's becomes Chayv Al Tmila the Hegdish, that the Shliach picked it up Bishlichusoy. The Miyad, because there's a Din Mila of Eitzo Mirshus Hegdish. The Miyad Da'ad Bishliach Kanye, Bishayte Chayv HaMishalach. So Taisu says this Gemara that says if the gizbo told someone to eat something and he picked it up to eat, so the chiyuv is not for the eating, the chiyuv is for the hoitzor mirshus hegdish, the picking it up to eat. So that's a pu'ula. Omnam mesupik hoyari. But the ri was mesupik, so this is for emphoring a gemara. That what the Gemara says, the Gizbor is Chayev, means he's Chayev for the Haitzor Mershus Hekdish, for the Agbor. But the Ri was Mesupik, Bo'ima L'Shliach, Hoishet Yodchol L'Kad Shal Shemen, V'Tehene Min Asiche. What if the Gizbor told the Shliach, without Agbor, you should put your hand into a Kad Shal Shemen and derive benefit from the Shemen, Oy shave al atenaminasiche, oy shave al oyresh al hegdish, or sit on oyres of hegdish, or is chamin begize oyla, bashlich lo yoda the hem shall hegdish, the ashelo yaso shliach elo mina ano. He only made him a shliach for ano, im yischaev a mishalach, kidam rinning gabi mihila. Will what I say over here? Yeshliach l'dvar avera. I do mezenene b'zem mischayev lo yamrino. Yeah, so the Taisus is very shver. Let us first mention Rabbi Kebeger Zakash on this Taisus. The Rabbi Kebeger says he doesn't understand Taisus has a suffix. Before we get into the suffix of Taisus, Taisus has a suffix that if a person made someone a shliach to be nana min hegdish, is it mo'al or lo'imbal? So Taisus has two studies. If you hold mo'al, so how does it stim with the lashon of Rava? Rava says, Shalaymatino Bahala Terekula Zenene Bizemiskayev. The Ri says, I have a case for you. By such a case, by Vila, Zenene Bizemiskayev. This is Rabbi Kev, that's if you hold Moal. If you hold Loy Moal, okay, so then that's good. So then Rabbi Kevege asks, if it's Loy Moal, so we say by Mila, Fakat, we say the Lemetzinu Zenene Vizazem is Chayv Loyem Rinan. So why did Rava have to tell us his aloha according to Shammai, which we don't paskin like Shammai? Rava should have said his aloha by Mila. We paskin Yeshlich Baravera by Mila. Afal Pikain, if someone told him to have Hanom in Shemin Shalagdish, he won't be chayv, even though we hold Yeshlich Ledvar Avere, but then if it's Mischayim Loyam Rinan. So that's Rabbi Kevege's kasha, if we will assume this tzad of the Ri, so it's a pella. So why did Rav have to tell us his halacha Shaloy Ali B'dei Hilchus? So let him tell us the halacha Ali B'dei Hilchus. Rabbi Ber wants to say the suffix of Taisvis is, and this was for him for the first kasha of Rabbi Kevege, I don't know if him for the second kasha of Taisvis of Rabbi Kevege. Taisvis has a thought that if I tell someone to be mischamim himself, begizei oilo, he will say, yeshliach by Mila. And for some reason this doesn't have to say an end of his mischayv, that's the second time. So Borber says the suffix in Taisvis is as follows. He says, because Mila behegdish is different than all Isurei Hano. Isurei Hano or Isurei Achila, the Isser is the deriving benefit from this dava that's also b'achila b'ano. So memeila, so if Shimon derived benefit, zenene v'zem is chayiv lo yemrin. Will not be mechayiv Reuven for Shimon's benefit that he derived. Masha'in came by me'ila, the yesoid of Issa me'ila is a Issa gezel. That's called you're stealing from Hegdi. See, that's the Yisod of Issa Mila is Issa Gezel. No, I'm stealing from Hegdish through deriving benefit. That's the stealing. But the Yisod of Issa is Issa Gezel. So here we have a very interesting situation. The Issa is not the Hano. The Issa is you took away from Hegdish. You took away this, it's Mugdish Lagavoya and using it for yourself, that means even that's called a gezel. Let's talk about gizei oilo. That means physically nothing was taken away from Hegdish. I was cold and I covered myself with a fur of a kolban oilo. I got warm. So, but there's an iser. You stole from Hegdish. This is miyuchad legavoya. This is not for human use. So I stole this tashmish from Hegdish. You stole it too, having a no. So this is a unique situation. The Yisoy Taiser is Gezel. So in other words, so the Mishaleich told him to steal. That's what the Shaleich told him, and that's the Yisoy. No, by stealing, we have a klal Yeshlichu Dvar Avere. Upon him, the stealing of Meila, and that's what he have a posik. Chet Mitrume, the stealing of Meila, this is in Yeshlichu Dvar Avere. The oif and how I'm stealing is through a hano. That is the oifen how I'm stealing. So that's what Rabbi Ber says. So Tosfos was mesupik. In which category does this fall in? Do you look at the Yisoy Ta'isa, which is an Isa Gezel, and by the Isa Gezel of Mila we say Yeshli Yichadvar Aveira, or do you look at the Oifen, how the Gezel occurs through Ano and Memele, and so we say, Zenene Vizem Eschayiv Loyam Rinam. So the first tenet, the first Kash of Rabbi Kevega is for Emphas. How could you say you're chayiv? The Gemara says, so then Rabbi Ber says, that's the swallow of Taisus. Because here the Isser and Yisoy is not an Isser Ano. The second Kash of Rabbi Kevega, he says, if you're not chayiv, so why did Rabbi have to say his din according to Shamesh? He said his din Alibi de Ilchus. That's a Merdike Kash. That Kash, Luchayre. About that didn't find for this kasha. This is a kasha. Zut the Gemara weiter. Itma, Rav Omar Shliach Nase Eid, Devei Rav Shila Omri Ein Shliach Nase Eid. Let us see Rashi. Shliach Nase Eid, Bein Lekedushin, that means I made someone a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha. Bein shesholach momen lebal choyvoy, mitzarev shliach he made liyoy shnayim. So that means now the shliach can be made together with another aid. I gave over this kesef kedushin, the shtar kedushin to the isha, and I gave over the kesef or shtar kedushin to the isha. And now we can be made, she's married. The shliach will be one of the eight, and we have another eight. That's if it was one shliach. Oy, maybe im shneim shluchim, or you be yachad, shneim idim bedov, if he made two shluchim to make a ma'isa kedushin. So then you don't need a separate aid. The shluchim of the Baal will be made that this woman became an Eishes Ish. We gave her over a shtar kedushin. So we have a machlokes. Rav Omar shliach nasei, devei Rav Shila Omri ein shliach nasei. My time at devei Rav Shila. So the Gemara did not understand why Rav Shila holds. The Dvei Rav Shila holds Ein Shliach Nasei. Ilayim Mishum Dlei Amalu Heavily Aid, because he didn't appoint them for an aid. He didn't tell him you should be an aid. So you have need an appointment. Elamayata Kidesh Isha Bifnei Shnayim. What if a person was Mekadesh and Isha Bifnei Shnayim? Dlei Amalem Atem Aidai. You didn't tell them that you're Aidim. Ochanamid Lehavi Kedushi. An aid is an aid. If he witnesses what occurred, although he was not told that you should be an aid bedova, automatically he becomes an aid. So what's the svara of the Dvei Rav Shila? El Rav Omar Shliach Nasa Eid. Rav O Shliach Nasa Eid Alumei Koma Alimna Lemilsei. This is stronger than a normal aid. We'll see soon why. Tvei Rav Shila Omri Ein Shliach Nasei Kiven De Omar Mar Shluchai Shalodom Kemoisoi Avelei Kegufei. So there's different Mahalchim, how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Lekach Toiv Be'er, both of them want to say it's a very lomdeship shot in the machloikis of Dvei Rav Shila in Rav. There's a vacante machloikis between the Rambam and the Tur. If a person made a shliach to be megarish ishtoi and the mishalach became a shoite, can the shliach give over the get? So the Rambam says Minatayr he can, and the Torah says Minatayr he can. And the Ktois wants to say Pshat, or that the Machloikis is, what is Pshat Neshlichis? the shlichus pshat that the all the koiches that the mishaleich had are given over to the shliach. The shliach becomes the megarish. He's the one that's making the gerish. The husband alone is out of the picture. He's the megarish. Or do you, that's the svar of the Rambam. So therefore, the Rambam holds that even though the mishaleich was nishtate, he's a shaita, he's not capable now of making gerishin. I don't need his capabilities. The shliach is making the gerishin. The shliach was empowered to make gerishin. That's the meaning of shliach. It says he's making the gerishin. So the two holds no. The shliach is making the gerishin. He can't be megarishin and his wife. The mishalach is making the gerishin through the shliach. That means you're like a yad arichta, like I have three hands. You're another hand. I'm making the gerishin through you, but I'm making the gerishin. So memela, if the mishalach became a shoytis, he's a lava gerishin. So it won't help that the shliach gives over the gerishin. That's how the achoinim want to say pshat in the machlokes the Rambam into. That's what the semeach and the lekach tev Rabbi Yosef Engel want to say. That's the machlokes over here. The Veira Pshila held that a shlich becomes a bala maise. That means he's the one, even though she's not getting married to him, but he's the one that's making the kedusha. A bala maise cannot be an eight. That's a psastire. I'm making the and Rav held that the mishalach is making. He's doing it through me. I'm doing the footwork, but the legwork. But al kaponim is main. I'm not making the kedushin. He's making the kedushin through me. So the Rabbi Yisrael Engel says alumi komalim. Some of a psul of aid the zichen of psul. I'm not tigufoy. I'm not the balamais. A psul the zichen of psul. And ironically, that means if I'm watching what someone else did. So there a person could be, he's not so observant, he doesn't see exactly what he did. But if I'm saying Eidus and what I did, I think I know what I did. So if I can't, Ein locha eid koshe godl mizeh, alume kam alim na lemilsei. This if I can't, this Eidus is stronger than any other Eidus. This is an Eidus that the aid is very observant and very knowledgeable of what is being done. That is how they say pshat in the Gemara. Now, there's a tremendous problem. Let us just mention two problems. One problem, my son Efer Shmuel and Mishnah Salevi. Rashi said two cases by Shliach Nasei. One case, Bein L'Kedushin. Fine. So here we have a Psalom D'Sheshayla. What shot a Shliach Kedushin? Is it Kegufa? Is it not Kegufa? There we understand very well the two stories. And then Rashi says another case. Bein Shesholach Momein L'Bal Choyvei. He sent Momein to the Bal Choyvei. Now this is what's the lumdus over here? I mean, this shliach that's delivering the money belongs to the leiver. He paid up the malve. What all the shliach is doing, he's a delivery boy. He's doing a ma'aseh kuf ba'omer. So what is the svara over here of the vei rab shila? The shliach can go by. Shliach on kamaisa, he needed the shliach is over here. You need a psepsa. I'm kemoisa, I'm kegufa. Here, lumdus will not help. So this is a psa. Shreklach hekasha, the Gaza Tereshmu brings up some cipher that wants to say pshat na gemara, which the Davoni don't understand. Amal kaponim, this is a ha'ore. There's one more ha'ore, which that I saw Mishnah's Halevi, the Lomdus is beautiful, what the Vereb Shmuel holds, but there's only one big problem. The Rambam Paskin, that's Shliach Naseit, it wasn't passing like this later. And the Rambam Paskin that Nishtata Mishalach, it's a good Gezishin. So in Lomdus, these two Psokim do not stim. If that is the Machloikis, so you can't Tamsan to Chasnas, you can't say that it's Shluchai Kigufoi and he can be a kosher aid. If that's the Machloikis, we'll learn a different Mahalach in the Machloikis. So then we have another Mahalach. But this Mahalach L'chayre is, this is a Gevalde Kahor on this Mahalach. Let us see what Rashi says. So the Gemara at first understood that the Svara of the Dvei Rav Shila is because he didn't say Atemeidai. So the Gemara says, Ochinami L'Ave Kedushin, you have to say Atemeidai. Reiro, they saw the Kedushin. Achilek, he appointed them, he didn't appoint them. וכי אמרינם בסנהדרין צריך שיהיה מעט המידי הנמילי בידי הידו. There's a time you do have to say at המידי, when the לאיבה is מידה. So Rashi explains, שפעמים שעודו מידה לטויבוי מונה. That means someone is bugging him and he says, you owe me $100, you owe me $100, you owe me $100. He's talking this conflict, but he's mamish, but when you pay him $100, when you pay him. ואימא, הדיני מוח. So he wants to get rid of him. So he says, yeah, you're right, I owe you, yeah. Oh, that's it. Goes over to you, and he said, you hit the way, then you heard, he said he owes me. Yeah. He wants to get rid of him. So you're saying, you owe me. Remember, at Lachas Man, our Kaponim will go away now from him. Vava Pishain Nechayim like Klum. Is lefikach ena shemei yochil lahoid before nai hoide at sheyeme atemeidai. There is to say atemeidai taki. There is taki you have to say that I want you to be edim. If he doesn't say atemeidai, so then I can assume that the reason he said this because he wanted the yena to stop nudging him. Avo ba'al meloi alumi almua lemilsa the edis kshos adobai deyashliach. Rav said fakedet. Stronger Aedis if it was done through the Shliach himself. Let us go further in the Gemara. Meisveis the Gemara, Amalish Loisha, Tzu, Vekachali, Haisha. A person told to three people, Tzu, Vekachali, Haisha. So Echot Shliach, Ushnai, Maidim. Two are a shliach and one is a shliach and two are aidim. Divrei Beisham, that's what Beisham I hold. Ubeisilu loimrim kulam shluchim hein. That all of them are shluchim ve'ein shliach nasa'eid. All of them are shluchim ve'ein shliach nasa'eid. So we see Sai according to Beisham and Sai according to Beisilu. The shliach is not an aid. The shaila is how many are shluchim. According to Beis Shammai, only one is a shliach, so the other two can be aidim. According to Beis Hillel, all three of them are shluchim, and none of them can be aidim. Is ad kan lepligi ela b'shloisha. The whole machlokes is by shloisha, and by if there's three people, so Beis Shammai said it could be a good kedushin because of the extra two. Avo b'shnayim, the beihakel. Like, so we see klal that everyone holds ein shliach nasei. So the Gemara says this is no kasha and the Beir Abshila who the yomaki haitan. This version of the machlekes Beshami Besilu is a matter of opinion. Others say the machlekes was differently. The Sanya we learned about Eis Rav Nosanoima Beshami Oimrim. Shliach ve'eidechot. That fakir to grab the shliach and an eidechot, they can be made that she got married. Ubeisilul oimrim, shliach ushnei eidim. Neither shliach and two other eidim. Frek de gemore ve'rav ke Beis Shammai. Rav holds like Beis Shammai. Gemara says, Eipach. Rav held, it's punkverkehrt, that Beisilu said Shliach Veidechot, and Beishamai said Shliach Ishnei Eidim. Rav Ache Bereiderov Emas Niibche. Rav Omar, Ein Shliach Nase Eid. Rav Shilom Rishliach Nase Eid, Behilchese Shliach Nase Eid. Let us see who the Omar, Chav, that Rav says Shlich Nasei, they like a Nosin, Shlich Veidecha, Dechem Lohoid Aladot. Epoch to Beisil Le Beishame. Mas Nibche Le Plutzid Amiroi. Beilches is Shlich Nasei Gassina. Zukta Isfiz, Buloi Omar Le Mata Meidai, Chanamid Lehavi Kedushin. Pshitid Abi Kedushin. Mashu lematzri leimer atmeidai, ki im bohido, only by heido, this a din of atmeid, ki doma besanhedron. Shem oma lechaveroi ato chayiv limone bohido bifnei shnayim, lo yoma echad mehem atmeidai, yocholoim aloi hayem ilamocha mishat anibach. Ikotayne mishat anibach. Miu. So, I said it, samizai. Mio iloitoi natesis about something very interesting. If he did not taine mishata niboch, loitaninale, we will not taine for him. Avol osui odom, so that means if there was a tvir and there was a hido.
To the Oma b'Sanhedrin, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shim Oma lechaveiroi, ato chayiv limone. Bohide bifnei shnayim, and Yenna was moide in front of two edim that he stuck a chayiv. Im loy omar echad mehem atem edai. If one of these two did not say atem edai, yachaloyim loy hayoyim elamocha mishata nibach. So he can say later, I did not mean what I wanted to say. So by heido. There's a concept of, you have to say atameidai. Miu, iloitoin. But what if he did not taine mishat anibach, loitaninale, we will not taine that the hoido was not meant in seriousness. He is a schus to taine mishat anibach. Avol, osu yodom shaloi lasbia atzmoim. A person is rogel to say that he owes money, that people should not think that he's wealthy. Kegoin, im hoide haloive bifnei shnayim chayiv ani loch beloy tviyas amalma. Without any tviya whatsoever, out of the clear blue sky, he says, I owe you money. Then there's adin taninale afilu ki loiton. Afilu he didn't taine mishat aniboch, there is adin tainina. Ad kan loy pligi elo. Taimo, so Toysa says, kamai kome ad kan loy pligi, ki nami pligi efilo, there is a machloikis, beishame e beisilu, mi loy porich shapi mi milse de beisilu, can you ask a good kashi from beisilu? Yesh loy mahainu taimo, loy rotsa la mifrach mi beisilu, he didn't want to ask from beisilu, abe motzi lishnu ye eipach, so he would say, let's be mahapach, and that what it says, divrei beis hilo, that's really beis shamayim. Beis shamayim is beis hilo. Kedem beis shamayim beis somach.